Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, told his disciples, "But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning." The disciples were unique witnesses of Jesus Christ. They were with him from the time he was baptized in the Jordan River to the crucifixion and resurrection. Because they were eyewitnesses, they told others of God's grace and mercy, both as they taught and as they wrote. Today the Church also witnesses the truth of salvation by grace through faith for the sake of Christ. However, our witness is based on the truth of God's Word, given to the Church as the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, inspired men to record that which the prophets foretold, that which Jesus taught. Because the Church still is a witness of Christ Jesus, of his death for our redemption from sin and death, of his resurrection, which is a foretaste of our resurrection, and of his ascension, where he has gone to prepare a place for us, we continue to pray. O King of glory, Lord of hosts, uplifted in triumph far above all heavens, leave us not without consolation, but send us the Spirit of truth, whom you promised from the Father. May our Lord grant us faith in his grace, and the courage to witness that faith to others. Amen.